Abel. Billy Sharp, all glory and honor. And like the Bible said, everything that have breath, praise the Lord. So you have breath and you're alive, then that's what you were made for, to praise the Lord. Amen. So don't hold back. Don't hold back tonight. We have a few here, so you have to make more noise tonight, okay? Thank you. Snanky musician, what happened? Do they desert you guys? Oh my. I didn't know that you guys were so long. Thank you anyway. I appreciate your help. I appreciate your help. I don't feel bad now because see. But see, we are called to do something. So, and we do it because we love God, and we do it because we want to be a service to the bride, the local bride of Jesus Christ, the portion. So that is what makes us happy. We love God just the way you love God. And we want to do something in this side of time. That is where every satisfaction is at, to be able to do something for the kingdom of God in this side. Because the time will come that will be too late to do anything. Amen. So let us pray, because I have a lot here in my fork. Let's Father, we thank you tonight once again for bringing us, Father, to assemble together. Father, we thank you because it's your spirit that dwells in us, that convicts us, that leads us and guides us, Father, that help us, Father. You don't make us, but it's the desire that we have in our heart to be together, to fellowship with one another, and to fellowship around your word, Father. As long as the light is still shining, Father, we want to be faithful to you, because you are such a good God, Father. Father, you provide for us. Father, you care for us. You love us. Father, you are just such a loving Father. So tonight, Father, we come into the throne of grace. Father, we are not begging. We are not beggars. We come in because you promised that you will feed us. If we're thirsty and hungry, you will provide for us spiritually and physically. So tonight, Father, we come in through your throne of grace and mercy, and we are coming with a confidence that whatever we have need, you will provide, Father. I don't know what they have. I know what I have need, and sometimes I don't even know that. You know what I need, when I need it, and how I need it. And tonight, we are half trusting you that you will supply those things for us, Father. Be with our pastor, wife. Give him a nice rest, Father. And as they are making their way back, we ask you to be with the sick, afflicted, Father. Touch them, quicken them, Father, so they can be back together. So we can rejoice all together, Father, and praise you, Father. Amen. Because as our pastor said, the dynamic change when they're not here present, Father. Father, so we love you now. And we ask you to be the one, Father. We're going to step out of the side, outside, and we let you, Father, take control of this service, Father. May you have your way in this service, from the pulpit to the back door. In Jesus' name, we ask you these things. Amen. Genesis 1, let me read this scripture, and then you can sit down. Genesis 1, 26 and 27. And God said, let us make man in our own image. Excuse me, my nose is just been acting funny. After our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. Amen. And blessing to his scripture. You can be seated. So we continue. This is part two of last week. I'm not going to take too much time to go back and, you know, kind of bring you up to now. So we're just going to continue. But we was talking about man was created in the image of God, and that kind of, you know, brought the thought. So what kind of an image was that? Because Brother Doug been talking about marriage and divorce, and he said it wasn't so in the beginning. So how it was in the beginning, you know? And maybe you know all this. So at least we can go over and you can sharpen your tool again a little more. And if you never heard it, then you can get tools to fight back, okay? Either way, you know, it's nothing wrong to be reminded of things. So Brother Branham says, now, what kind of a formation? You mean what kind of a form, but what kind of a formation? The questioner wants to ask, what connection does Genesis 1:26 have with Genesis 2:7? God created two men, said, and which was the man, and which, what the connection does that has? What? How does it connect up in the scripture? So this, asking the question, the person, he thinking, you know what, that was two different people, or what's the connection, or can you tell me? I mean, he's asking a good question. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. So he says, well, now, if you will notice, close now, in Genesis 1:26, let's get the first part first. So Brother Brian is going to start from the beginning, see? Because if you don't understand the beginning, you will not understand the end. We cannot pick up something in the middle, because it creates more confusion. So said, let's first part first. God said, let us. See, let us. Let us make a man in our own image. Of course, we realize he's talking to someone. Some people say, well, he was talking to the angels, or he was talking to angelic beings and all this stuff. But this is not what Brother Brown is saying. But listen, let us make in our own image, of course, we realize he's speaking to someone. He was speaking to another being. Interesting, huh? Because God is not three. God is one, so, but he's speaking to another person. We realize he's talking to someone. He was speaking to another being. Let us make man in our own image after our own likeness. So not only are we going to make a copy of ourselves, but he will be like us. You know, the same resemblance, the same nature. You know, he's going to be like us. So he said, and let them have dominion over the cattle and over the field. Now, 16, if you notice in creation, the first thing, now he said first thing first. So the first thing that was created, of course, was light. Uh-huh. It wasn't nothing. Now, in day one, in Genesis 1, 3:5 said, and God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light that was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. So, in the beginning, everything was in chaos, everything was in darkness. So he creates the light and separated the light and the darkness. Amen. Now, Brother Brandon continues saying in questions and answers. Now, St. John once says, in the beginning was the Word, And the Word was God, and the Word was made flesh and dwell among us. God unfolded himself down to the human being. Now, watch how he did it. Again, let me read John 1:4. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So God is, just, you know, at the beginning is God. But God is the Word also. So the Word was with God. But the Word was God. It's not a riddle, you know. So he said, the same was in the beginning with God. The same was. Who was with him in the beginning with God? We're still talking about the Word. Okay? So all things were made by him. See, this is what I call, you know, and without him was not anything that was made, and we're talking about Jesus Christ, and I'm going to get there in a minute, because he was the Logos. Okay? So Brother Brown says, question and answer, again, we continue. We're going to read a lot, so I'm hope I can get all this done. Now, no one has seen God. Period. Uh-huh. And now the next thing we begin to see, by supernatural looking, see, Brother Branham is seeing this thing in a vision of something. He said, we see a little white light. First thing that comes out into this immense creation universe. It's dark. So we see a little light forming out there. What is that? That was called the Bible reader's logos. In the beginning was the logos, and the logos were with God. The word, the logos, you know, and then it was God. Or the anointed one, he says. As I was going to say, the power of God began to develop into something. Okay, so God starts creation, and the first thing he does is what? He creates himself into the creation. Okay? Begin to develop into himself something so human being could have some type of an idea of what it was. See? Was a little light moving. That was the word of God. So from this God that nobody has seen, that is a spirit, suddenly, you know, a little light went forward. Now God gave himself birth to who? To his son. So now we have ordained creation. Now we have God's spirit. And now we got a light that is the logos. God giving birth to who? To his son. So some people that believe in the Trinity, you know, if they understood. But a man said, this is the only time that you're going to fight all three together. You know? We're not supporting the Trinity. I'm saying this is where Brother Brian says, I see the Father and I see the logos, the word, I see the son. So he's not seeing just one thing, he's seeing two things now coming out of God. He said, before the foundation of the world, see, way back yonder, this was a supernatural being that comes out of the Word. It's like a Word body. God himself creates another body, Word body, by speaking the Word. That's what I call a Word body. Now, back there, then, when this little halo, see, now it come a little light, see? Come, now we can see nothing yet, but just by eyes of just supernatural, we see a halo standing there. Now, that's the Son of God. Okay, the Logos. Now, I can see him playing around like a little child before the Father's door. With all eternity, see? And now, then, his imaginary makeup, see, this is what God had in his mind. See, he started creating, and that was the first image that he creates, himself. See, it's an imaginary makeup of himself, of something that we cannot see. He began to think, oh, what thing would be? And I can hear him saying, let it be light. So the first thing God created is the light, not the sun, not the moon, but God creates himself into creation, called the Logos, the Son of God. Amen. You quiet. This is not new to you guys, right? This is just teaching, you know, teaching. Today I was going to be teaching because I started talking about this last time, about the Star of David. See? If you were here, you remember. So, and I told you I was going to bring you a teaching, what Brother Brown says about it. Now, remember that Abraham was visited by God. How? No one has seen God. So God himself makes himself a body. Right? And he steps in that body. And then he goes and visits Abraham. And in that body he gets hungry. And he eats. Right? Now who was that body? That's the same body that came and saw Melchizedek and have communion with him, with Abraham. Who was that? That's the Logos, see? In the image of a man, he took a form of a man, and God stepped in there and have fellowship with Abraham. But that created being that God just created, sooner or later we're going to know is the Lord Jesus Christ. He was the Logos in that image. Okay. because we see that later on. Genesis 1:5 says, and God called the light day. So he makes himself into creation. He creates the Lord, the Son of God, and then he called light. That's what Jesus said, I am the light of the world. Because in the beginning he was the light of the world. Not only in the spiritual sense, but in the physical sense. Now remember what Revelation 22:5 says. I'm going to read it. It says, and there shall be no night in the day when we leave this place. It won't be no sun. There is not going to be no candles. Neither light of the sun, for the Lord God giveth them light. What kind of light is that? Well, there's only one light. The same light that was in the beginning, it will be at the end with us, our Lord Jesus Christ. We don't going to need the sun or the moon because he will light up completely our world. Yeah, we cannot imagine that, but that's what the Bible says. So I just brought that so you know that that's how it started, and that is the way it's going to end. His glory is so brilliant and so amazing that it will shine just about. We don't going to need the sun. In fact, he will outshine the sun. That's why you are not going to see the sun. Now, Brother Brown continues saying, now, he got something in his mind. Who got something in his mind? Well, God created the logo. The logo is his son. And now he has something in his mind. Now, because God emptied himself into Jesus Christ, that is the logo. And now he has a mind. But that not his mind, that's the mind of God in the logos. So now he knows what the Father wants and how he wants things. So he start creating. He start looking, you know, thinking. See? So everything that was in God, he emptied it in Jesus Christ. So now he start thinking, you know, okay, what is the Father? What do you want next? What are we going to create next? You know? So they're talking. Remember what I told you that they led us. So now they're talking. It's not a mystery. I'm going to get to that. The first Bible was then, the first Bible that man ever looked at to was the stars. See, the zodiac, because the next thing God creates is the atmosphere. In day one, he creates himself. Day two, he creates the firmament. Remember, I told you there's three Bibles that have been written. One in the firmament, it says he writes his first Bible. The first Bible that man ever looked to was the stars, said the zodiac. And it is perfect, just dovetail with the Bible, with the actual Bible that we had. The star of the first of the zodiac is the virgin. Is that right? Then the last is the zodiac is Leo, the lion. That's the first coming of Jesus. He come to a virgin the second time. So it's all written there in the stars. We are not stargazers, so I'm not an astronomer, so I don't know how to even figure all these things out. So anyway, we don't go by the stars, but we have a Bible and we have a spirit and we have a revelation from God. That's the first coming of Jesus, and that comes to the virgin the second. He comes as a lion of the tribe of Judah. Says, see, draw it all out. The cancer age and everything down through. Now, he put that in all in the sky and placed it all out. All these meteors, pieces of earth, sun hanging up there. Now, so God creates the first Bible, and the second Bible he created in a pyramid. Enoch pyramid, and he wrote the Bible in the pyramid. That's the second Bible. Why? I don't know. It's just what Brother Branham said. So the first Bible was in heaven and the second Bible was in the pyramid. Again, I'm not an archaeologist, so I'm not going to go and search for a pyramid so I can read the Bible. I got it in a nice form. Even I read out on my phone. I don't even have to leave the house. I just sit and read it, see? But these archaeologists, you know, they had to back up, you know, what God said, and it's the truth. So the Bible was the written Bible that we have today is the third Bible. So it's three Bibles, okay? But anyway, in day three, then he creates the land, the sea, and the plants. See, the water, earth, and vegetation. And day four, I don't want to read because it takes more time. Four, light, he creates the light in the sky. Now he creates the moon. And he creates the sun. Question and answer continues saying, and God made two great lights. Now, this is not the first light. That was Jesus Christ. This is the actual physical light. The great light to rule the day, that was the sun. Okay? And the lesser light to rule the night, that was the moon. Okay? So we know that that light that was created, nobody can say it was the sun. It was he himself created in creation. He made the star also. Now, day five, he created the bird. And then the day six, the creatures, the humans. And now we're getting closer to what Brother Brian said. It's the start from the beginning. So, now, in day six, he creates man. 126, he said, and God, let us make man in our image. Now we can understand, because now we started from the right place for him. We had the right perspective. After his own likeness. And let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps in the earth. And 27, I read it to you before. But so God created man in his own image. The image of God created him. Male and female. Now, Brother Man said, if you notice, in creation, the first thing that was created, of course, was the light. You come on down through the creation, and the last thing he creates was a man. And the woman was made after the man. See? All right. The first thing that was created is God's creation of mankind. So God creation, first the light, and then man, the last one, and we on 17. But when God made his first man, if you notice, he made him in the likeness of himself. He was made in the image of God. And what is God? Well, now if we can find out what God is, then we can find what kind of a man he made. That makes sense to me. So John 4:24 said, God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in the spirit and in truth. God is a spirit. No man has seen God at any time. So he created himself after his own image, but nobody has seen God. So what did God look like? Well, we're going to figure it out. We're going to see it. He says, but nobody has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he had declared him. You want to see God? He said, show us the God and we'll be sufficient to us. The disciples said, well, I've been with you guys all this time, but you don't know who I am. He was the same resemblance, similar. I mean, this is a copy of what God in flesh. And he said, I'm declaring, you know, who God is. So, questions and answers, Brahman continues saying, now, if God created man in his own image and in his own likeness, what kind of a man did he create? A spirit man. Okay. Now, if you notice, after he had made all the creation and created the spirit man, the close reading of this now to the one that is asking the question, he said, we'll find this, that God given dominion over the cattle, over the fish, and everything to the man, but in his making up there, he made man in his own image. This is very important. To lead the cattle, to lead the beasts of the field, like the Holy Spirit will lead the believer today. So he creates man, okay, not yet in flesh, but he creates him in the spirit. Amen. Like the Holy Spirit, you know, leads the believer. So here we have Adam with the spirit female and male spirit in him, and he's ruling from a faith realm, from heavenly places. He's still a spirit, you know, but he's ruling from that realm. That's what Brother Doug said, that's what he fell from. But he's ruling the cattle, the seas, everything from that spirit. He said, just like the Spirit of God leads you, he is on heavenly places in Christ Jesus. But from there, he leads you. Now we know that the Spirit of God is in us. But still, he's the one that leads you. You know, he takes from Christ. He said, I'll take from the Father what he gave me and I'll give it to them. You know, whatever I see, whatever I hear, I give it to you. So, but he's ruling us from above, heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And that's what the first man was made in spirit, and he was ruling from there, from that realm. We said, okay, so now 45 says, now the man led the man, the cattle and everything, just like that. The Holy Spirit leads a real true believer today. The voice of God out there, the voice of man. So see, Adam was leading, you know, and that was the same as the voice of God, because he was also a spirit of God. So it wasn't God giving orders, it was his son, same spirit of God, giving orders. See? I don't know how they heard from heaven, you know, from that realm, but they heard. It says he was speaking from that realm to everything. You know, that tree needs to move. And she said, well, you know, then we need to do this. And then he speaks from that realm, and things start moving down here. So the voice of God there, the voice of man in that realm. Rather could speak and said, call the cattle this way, call the sheep over in this pasture. See, he's ruling, he has dominion from that realm of heavenly places. Call the sheep over here, call the fish, this water, see? He had dominion of everything, obey him from there. Now, brothers, brother, continue. He was, in other words, Adam, the first man in the Lord creation of God. The first creation was God himself. See? Then, out of came the Logos, which was the Son of God. Now, Brother Brown is summarizing. Then out of the Logos, which was the Word, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Out of the Logos came forth the man. Okay? So, 26. Now, no man has seen the Father at any time. No man can see God in bodily form, because God is not a body form. God is a spirit. Alright? So he created the first man and the first woman in one body called Adam, called them as a spirit being. And from there they rule. Okay? So, John 1:14 says, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory of the only begotten Father, full of grace and mercy. So, God creates himself, then he creates creation, then creates the man, and then creates the man, and then he continues saying, now, in St. John, where he says, in the beginning was the Word, and the first, and the first, and the Word was God, and the Word was made flesh and dwell among us. God unfolding himself down through humankind. See, God injected himself in humankind, right? He makes himself human in Jesus Christ. Why? Because that's what Satan had done. He injected himself, you're going to see that, in the beast. So he can inject himself in humankind. So God has to do the same thing and inject himself in a body that he may call Jesus Christ, so he can redeem what was lost to begin with. So what do you think Satan saw the scheme? That scheme wasn't his own original scheme. That was already, you know, what God already was going to do to begin with. Anyway, now watch. He says, Romans 10:5. Wherefore, when he come into the world, he said, sacrifice an offering that would not, but a body hast thou prepared me. See, God made a body. God made himself a body. The same way he created himself in the beginning, he created himself a body and injected himself in it to redeem us. Now, it says 100. Some of them said that Pentecostal more or less believe that It was Mary producing the egg. We don't have to go into detail. You know what I'm talking about. If that be so, look what you make Jehovah doing. The egg cannot be produced without sensation. Because if it wasn't sensation, then it wasn't God. It was the woman providing the egg. Not even the egg. He said, so you see, God made both eggs and what? A germ. The blood of life. Then he takes that in a nice little cell and put it in Mary. Speak it in Mary. Spoke it. And then Mary becomes just a what? An incubator. You know? He created both in the womb of Mary. So see, now Christ is not bypassing his theophany. We did, and we're going to get to that, but he's not. Because he was created perfectly the way he's supposed to come. Not by sexual, but by what? By the spoken word of God. He said, he created both in the womb of Mary, and that man was not nothing but God himself made flesh and dwelt among us. That was God himself. Not two persons, three persons of the Trinity. That was God in a different form. He says, and a man was nothing but God himself, flesh and dwelt among Emmanuel, not just a fine man, a prophet. He was a fine man and a prophet, not a teacher, a theologian. Oh my. He might have been all that. He was all in all. But above all that, he was God himself. The Bible said, we are saved by the blood of God. God is not Jewish, and God is not Gentile. That was the blood of God. Whatever the blood of God is, says all humanity was made by that blood. God himself, not a third person, or second person of the Trinity. He says, the person God himself created, Jehovah, overshadowed Mary, and the Creator created both the blood cell, the life, and the egg. But that's where the life is, in the blood cell. So Mary started eating what? What the ground produces. See, that's you have the dirt, and then you throw a seed, and the seed produces, you know, a nutrient, a grass, or a tree, and fruit. He pulls all that nutrients from the ground. She eats it, and then start feeding, you know, making himself a body like you and me. But still, was made out of the dirt, bypassing the sexual part. This is what we're going to have to look later on. Brother Brown continues saying, now, but then there was no man to till the soil. Now we're going back. So he's ruling from that realm. But there was nobody to till the ground. Genesis 2. No man to till the soil. And then God formed a man. 2:7. Spirit man, having dominion. But now we need to till the ground. Somebody had to take care. They take care of the ground, you know. Things are growing too much. We need to cut the grass, need to move the trees, need to move this, we need to move the animals to another pasture, you know. So he says, he formed man out of the dust of the earth and put him in and put in the supernatural spirit. Now, God takes and created man from the dust of the ground and then take the spirit man that he created and the spirit woman and put it in there.
Right.
And then he blew the breath of life, and he became a living soul. Okay? This is interesting because the first truth that I see here is that the rapture will be the same way. Your body was not made the same way that Christ was made. He bypassed that other part, okay? Sexual part. But said that's what you had to have a new body. This body cannot make it, it's corrupted. So in the twinkle of an eye, you're going to get a new body. The body that God had in his mind before the foundation of the world is going to look like you, don't worry about it, when you was in your prime. It's not going to be blondie and blue eyes and all that. Whatever you are, that's what you're going to be. But it's going to remake it. It's going to be a new body from the ground, just like he made Jesus from that ground through the process. And that's why you're trying to get up there, and those that are up there waiting, they want to come back and get bodies. And they're going to get bodies made from the ground, but they will be perfect because it will be God making them. Not man, flesh making, it will be God making them. See? Now, he was laying there. I can have many pictures of it. He see, start seeing things. I can see Adam standing. Let's take this this way. See, him standing like a tree. God had made him. He was dead as he could be. See, his toes like roots sticking into the ground. And God said, let there be the breath of life into him. And he jumped and come to himself. He was the breath of life into him. And he became a living soul. And then he began to move. That's why Satan could not get to Adam. Adam had a perfect body. And he had a perfect spirit because God is perfect. And God made it all perfect for him. Satan wanted to be worshipped. Satan wanted to create. But he could not get to that because that was too perfect. He could not recreate that. And he didn't know how he was going to do it because he, being Adam, a son of God, he was just like God. And he is not going to commit sin because he's God. There's no sin in God. There's no disbelief. So Satan is trying to figure out how I'm going to do this now. I cannot get to this guy. He's just as good as God. And I cannot fool God. I cannot lie to God. I mean, in fact, if I get too close, I get slapped anyway. You know. So he's trying to figure out what I'm going to do here. So he makes man. Then in 48, and God taken from his side a piece of him, a rib, and made woman. Now, where did he get the spirit of the woman? It was already in Adam. Adam was lonesome, walking around now the garden, doing all the work. And he said, you know, it should be nice to have another, somebody to help me here. Not like that way, but somebody along. You know, he saw the cattle, and he saw the sheep, and he saw all these animals having a companion, and their babies. And he said, man, what is mine? But finally, you know, God said, well, I know it's yours, Isaac. It's in you. It's in you. See, God did not go back to the dirt to create her because she was already in him, and she was part of that dirt that he was created. So he pulls her out of there, the spirit, a rib, create her, and then he put that spirit of her in there. He says, now, where did he get the spirit of a woman? See where? Genesis 1:26. He said, let us make man in our own image, after our own likeness. Create he them. He says, again, 1:26. He said, let us make man in our own image. So that means God was a spirit of God, but inside him was who? Well, the first thing he creates is himself, Jesus Christ. That's what I said. That's the image. See, God is a unity. You know, and everything that came out of God, you and me, from before the foundation of the world, we were in his mind. See, God is all one unit. So out of him, all these things are coming out. That's what I'm trying to say. Because that's where he was, and that's where we were too. And that's what the Bible said, that he emptied, Brahma said that he emptied himself. All that he was, he emptied it in Jesus Christ. So we end up in Jesus Christ, in the Logos. Okay? And when the separation came, I'm getting ahead of me, but the separation came in Calvary. When he got poked by the spear, blood, water, came out. And Brahma says the bride was born. Same thing as Sarah. Okay? Because she was in him from the very beginning. And he was in God. It says, male and female, he made the burly spirit for the man, and he made the tender, little, delicate feminine spirit for the woman. So he knew he was going to have some woman, so he just made their spirit right there. See, before, God knew what's going to happen. So he already made this, in the spirit realm, he already made both of them because he knew what was going to happen. I mean, if God don't know everything, it's not God. He knew what was going to happen. So he knew he was going to have some woman, so he just made their spirit right there. The Bible said in 1 Genesis 1:26, he created him in that prefigure. Already in the mind of God, he already knew what he was doing because it was in the mind of God from the beginning to the end. God knows everything. So in prefigure, he creates Adam's spirit with two. Then he created man and then pulls her out of there. And then God made the man not in his own image. Now he goes, the body is not in the image of God. The body is in the image of what? Because God don't have no form. So you can accept that God is a man like Adam. No. God is don't have no form. So, but he made the form. See? And he said the image that he made him from the ground was the image of a what? Of a beast. That's not God. God don't have that form. So what happened here? And then he put man in the dust of the earth, which was the first man, Adam, and he, and that man was made after the image. The human man here is made after the image of an animal. This is not the image of God. God is a spirit. Have you seen one to see what image they have? But God will declare himself through flesh, through Jesus Christ. So, he says, this is the animal, it's the beast. Why? Because he was the top of the creation. He came, you know, creating, get to the monkey, get to the beast. Now, in that time, he was erected and he could walk and he could talk. Okay? And then he creates the next one. The top of his creation, human, it was man. But he's still animal, but a homo sapien. You know, a man that could think, a man that could reason, a man that could do things. See? So the image, the human body are made in the image of animals. So the first man is the second man made manifest in five senses. So he gave him five senses, right? So he can contact, you know, so he can communicate. Now with God, those senses were not given to him to talk to God or communicate. He went to communicate to who? To the creation. Because they were going to speak to them. They was already speaking here. Now he needed to have a voice also. He says, you can see God with your eyes. He didn't give it to you to do that. See? Now, to communicate, to contact, to connect with the surroundings. That's what the five senses, not to look for God. That's what Brevan says. We don't look for God with our senses. You can. Just like Pentecostals, you know, to emotion, all these senses, you know, they feel, but that's not how we find God. 81. So then look, when this early tabernacle here, now some of you women and men here are getting old. We're talking about me. You guys are still too young. I'm the only one that qualify anyway. When this early, so I'm closer than you anyway. And think of all that, they're 92 years old, but I'm not that old. So I'm still have, you know, some left. When this early tabernacle is dissolved, there's a spiritual man. See, the real you is in there. Right. So that's that seed that was put in you before the beginning. Just like he put a seed on Mary, and that seed became Jesus Christ, there's a seed. See, before the foundation, he knew you in his mind. You were a gene, a part of God, and that seed was put in you. God knew who was who. And that is the real you, the spiritual one. Okay? But you also animal body, image. See, he said, there is a spiritual man and a spiritual body waiting for us, which cannot perish. Now, the spiritual man, you know, when you die, you leave the spirit, leaves the body. And it goes to another body. But that's what Paul said, you know, if I die or if I live for Christ, and if I die, it's gain, because there is another body waiting for me. And that is the theophany body, the one that got created from the very beginning, the spiritual body. It's a supernatural body. That's where Adam was to begin with, ruling. It's a spirit waiting for us, which cannot perish. See? So, You see, you there. Let's go to the next one. Now, the first man, now, he made the first man in his image, spirit, and we are returning back to that image. Okay, the spiritual, the real you, when we die, or when the rapture happens, you're returning back to that spirit. So that's why you need to know that. You need to know. You need to know where you came from. See? And that you are one of them. See? You have to have that assurance. Your salvation needs to be, you know. That's what the Bible said. It says, return back to the image. That's right. To our first created image. So, now, let me now inject another truth that I get out of this. The Bible said in 1 John 3:9, whosoever is born of God do not commit sin, for his seed remain in him. That seed that God created from the beginning, that spiritual one, said cannot sin. When you and I were made in his mind, and where Satan took 2/3 of the angels, you and I did not buy the lie then. Because we were spirit, God, made. And if we don't buy the lie there, we don't buy the lie here neither. Why? Because he cannot deceive, if it's possible, you or me, a son of God. Why? We defeated him there, and we're going to defeat him here. This is not the first time we're going to defeat him. We already defeated him once. See? So, the seed incorruptible cannot sin or be deceived. The elect cannot be deceived. So, from the very beginning, you didn't do it. That's why Satan could not get to you. You were not going to follow him. You're not going to listen to him. See? The Bible says that you cannot disbelieve God, not in the spirit. Now, the flesh is another. You make mistakes in the flesh. You make choice. That's what the Bible says. If you say that you have no sin, you deceive yourself, and the truth is not in you. Now, that is not in the spirit. In the spirit, you desire to do what God wants you to do. You desire that. You will not do it that. But the flesh makes mistakes and makes bad choices. And you're going to have to repent. And you're going to have to say sorry. But that's not the real you.
Right.
This is what Brother Brown says. So. And he says in 1 Timothy 2:14, and Adam was not deceived. Why? Because he was a son of God. Perfect. Body and spirit. So Satan could not deceive him. That's why Satan was wondering, well, I cannot do anything with this guy. But the woman being deceived was in the transgression. But see, Adam did what he did knowing what he was doing. He actually went against the word of God. He had to go against it before he could go with that. That's what the Bible said. If a soul sin, it will die. That's why God said it. The day you eat, you die. You perish. Okay? But the spirit will not die. The spirit that he put, the flesh will, but the spirit that is in you will not die. No more than God can die. Because that's God. Now, Hebrews 6:4-6 says, for it is impossible for those who were once enlightened and had tasted of heavenly gift and were made partakers of the Holy Ghost, it is impossible. Now, that's how it starts. Those that are sons and daughters of God with the Holy Ghost, partakers of the Holy Ghost, that have tasted the good word of God and power and the world to come, if they shall fall, impossible is what he's saying. That is impossible. You and I cannot fall. Why? Because we didn't fail at the beginning. The spirit you. Okay? Spirit you. It says, And they shall fall away. No, you and I cannot fall away. Unless you're pretending and you're a make-up believer, yes, you can fall away, but we are not pretend or make believers. We are sons and daughters of God. So we cannot fall away. Impossible. So he's not talking about you and me. To renew them again into a repentance, see, they crucified themselves, the Son of God, afresh and put him to an open shame. Now, this is what Brother Brown said. But man that ever born of the Spirit of God, his course is set toward the North Star. And who's going to change that? There's not enough power in heaven, in Satan and angels to change that. If a man is born again on the Spirit of God, see, his course is set toward the North. Hallelujah. Now hell will never shake him. So you will never deny. After you tasted of the word, after you have the Holy Spirit, you will never go back to be renewed. You will never do that. There's no need to do that. We know our course is set, where we're going and where we came from. So we're not buying that lie. Now, Aaron said, he says, and all hell will never shake him. That's right. Aaron said he won't make mistakes. I would say that he won't slip and fall. That's right. But as soon as he can get his feet again, his eyes set on the star yonder, and he move on. Sure. The flesh, you know, Satan used it as an opportunity to make you fall. All of us. Sometimes we make the wrong choices, we make mistakes, we make errors. But we are not denying, you know, the word of God. All you have to do is just repent, get up, and move on. Because you're still a son of God. You still have the Spirit of God. You still got the Holy Ghost. We just made a mistake. We laid the flesh. You know, Satan come and poke and laid the flesh, and we fell. But that's not you. Because all that is going to be on Satan. He was the one that corrupted it, the flesh. Now in Hebrew chapter 6 says, we got through last Sunday, just a little further back in the chapter, for it is impossible for a man that once tasted of heavenly gifts and things to fall away again to renew himself to repentance. Impossible. Absolutely. Total impossibility. If you son of God, this would not happen. You're not interested in falling, in doing against God. He says, for he that is born of God will not commit sin. Born of God, born of the Spirit of God, that seed that is in you will not commit sin. He didn't do it in the beginning. It was the flesh that committed the sin. It wasn't the Spirit. Amen. This is going to get you at the end. So total impossibility. He says, for the seed of God remains in him, and he cannot sin. The seed of God is the word of God. Faith come by hearing and hearing the word. The sacrifice was made. It is all over. Amen. So I made it.
Amen.
I made it. Amen. Oh, but brother, all this me. But that's not me. I know me is something else, the Spirit of God. Brother Brown says, he announced, notice, a man. God knew in the beginning that he was going to have a man and a woman, and he knew that the Savior would be here, and he had to bring Jesus, and he has to be crucified. And Jesus told the disciples when he was here on earth, he said, no, then even before the foundation of the world, he knew them before the foundation of the world, before the world ever came into existence. Now, tell me that you came from God, and you're not going to go back to God, and you're going to fail. The only thing that have everlasting life, eternal life, is something that came out of God. So you think he's not going to make it back to God? Did God make a mistake?
No.
You are a gene of God. You are an attribute of God. How can God will be missing something in that day? So stop worrying so much about, you know, we look and we condemn ourselves and we in condemnation and you know, and we just depressed and all this stuff. We need to be looking at the other side of the coin. He says, think of that. That's God. Anybody who likes to hear what the scripture says about it, raise your hand. It's my hand. Two hands. It goes right along with the question. Get with me in Galatians 1st chapter. Look here. I don't mean in Galatians. I mean in Ephesians. Listen closely now. Now, what God says in Ephesians 1. Paul, Apostle Jesus Christ, by the will of God, to the saints which are in Ephesus, and to the faithful in Jesus Christ, grace be unto you and peace. From God the Father, and from the Lord Jesus Christ, blessed be God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the spiritual, all the spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Amen. So if Satan wants to go and get me, he's just going to got to get through Jesus Christ to become my brother, because that's the only way he's going to get there. And he's not going to go there. In fact, we're trying to kick him out of there because he's squatting in the wrong place. He's going down and we're going up. That is our rightful place. Now, there is, notice, according as he has chosen us. Now, he chose you, predestined you, and now he's going to let you fall. According to he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world. So he chose you before in his mind. He said, that's pretty good, isn't it? That is not pretty good. That's real good. Before there was a foundation of the world, God knew Omar Neville, and he knew that he would preach the gospel. Isn't that wonderful? He chose, not you, he chose. You think God made bad choices? I do, but God don't make bad choices. And if he chose me, I'm just as good as there. I just need to play the part of my drama in here. That's all. See, when he member of the church, he says, wonderful, he chose. Why? He is member of the church. And God knew he was going to have that church. And he said, Paul speaking to the church of Ephesus, he said, he has chosen us in him, in Christ. In him, because we were in him before the foundation of the world. So he already chosen us then. He didn't wait to see, well, let me see what Elijah's going to do. Maybe I give him a chance. Maybe now, maybe if he falls again. No. Before I made the first mistake, he already chose me. Hey, you cannot fail. You just have to make sure that you have the Spirit of God. You have to make sure that he chose you and you are one of them. He said, why he member of the church of God knew he was going to have a church, and he said, Paul seeking to the church of Ephesus, he has chosen us. Now, we are all members of the body of Christ, not the church. We belong to the mystical body of Christ. This is just a representation of what's going to happen there. See, he has chosen us. Now, we are a member of the body of Christ. Is that right? And God, before the world was formed, chose you and I and him before the world was even formed. Woo! My! Amen. Isn't that wonderful? Amen. So what are you worrying? What are you complaining? You made it. You're not going to make it. You made it. Because you came out of him and you go back to him. All this here, it doesn't matter. Of course, that's not a license for you to do what you want. That's what I'm not saying. Because what we want is to do his desire. What I want to do is what God wants me to do. And he knew that too. See? Now, Brother Brown continues saying, Now, the first man now, he made the first man in his image, and we are returning back to that image. That's right. To our first created image. We are spirit. We also embody in the flesh. But that seed is in us. See, the real us before, the one that he thought about it, is in us. And what it's doing? Growing, recreating. That's the one that is going to change our lives. See? It's there to change us to that image that he had before. When God created William Branham, I was before the foundation of the world. He made my being, my spirit, I was conscious of it. I wasn't conscious of anything. See, We came to the world and born in sin and shaped in iniquity, and we had amnesia. We came from mama and daddy, but if you're son of God, you know, you came from way more than that. But we didn't know. That's why we made the mistake. That's why we did what we did. We had amnesia. We didn't know what happened. See, we was not conscious. He says, I was there. Oh, I don't believe you are getting in there. See, I was there. You come into church not to get in there. We are there. The reason you're here, because you were there. Amen. The reason you believe this message is because you were there. Because this message came to get those children. I don't believe you are getting in. But now, just a minute. Jesus told the disciple that he knew them before the foundation of the world. And Paul said here that he chose us in him before the world began. I'm sorry, Brother Brian, keep pounding on that. It's not me. He keeps just pounding on it. Must be people that still don't seem to get it. Now, there was some part of me, or rather that the rest of you all here that is in Christ. Just Jesus before the world ever began. And here is to my analysis of that. I think that the people today, they are possessed with this spirit or that spirit. Now, one is capital and one is. So either we have the spirit of God, born from God, or either we have the spirit, the only one is Satan, and born from that side. That's the only two sources that we are going to receive. I know Brother Andy preached a sermon to the young people, influence. Where is your influence going to come from? Two places. From the word of God or from Satan. And how do you know which one you're serving? Look at the word of God. Examine yourself. See if you are doing what the word said or what people said to do. Possessed with a spirit or spirit. A part of this angelic being, spirit, which rotated off of God. So he's talking about Satan and that third of the spirit that went down with him. See, to influence. So he says, that never fell in the beginning and resisted the devil. See, we resisted the devil there, and we didn't resist the devil here. We're going to make mistakes. We're going to fall. That's fine. Get up. I'm sorry. Forgive me, Lord. But that part of yours never done it. It continued moving forward. But now, here's the glorious part. I thought that was enough glorious for me, but let's see what happened. And then the return of Jesus at the resurrection, it won't be that body. The body then, the supernatural being that God created in the beginning, that will return to the earth to get another body. See? That's what happened. It's going to be a change. You know, a body. They come in to get bodies, and you and I, were in the twinkle of an eye, we're going to change to that perfect body that Adam had to begin with. Perfect. He had the spirit of God, and he has a perfect body. He said, to get another body, not born by woman, but created by God. See, this was created by a woman. This had to pay the price. This is sinful flesh. It's not going to make it to heaven. So I need another body. See? And they are waiting for a body. A perfect body, spoken by God, perfect, created at the beginning, that will return to the earth to get another body, not born by a woman. That's what we bypassed it. We were born by woman. So we still had to be born by God making our own bodies out of the same substances, the calcium, the iron, everything that is in the earth. He's going to make us a new body and not being touched by Satan. Only God. To never get old, have wrinkles, never have gray hair in your head, be perfect forever. Forever. Hallelujah. Oh, brother, that will make me shout in a hot night. That made me shout in any night, cold or hot. What is the world we got to worry about? Here we go again. Just move on. Believe the word of God. Believe God. Do what God leads you. Just continue. Move forward. made a mistake, I'm sorry, and then get up as soon as you can and move forward. Because in that spirit, you never done it to begin with. Then I will take hold of my little wife's hands and walk down through the paradise of God like that. And you will do the same thing. Not the old gray-headed woman you are leading around tonight, calling your wife. But she will be just as beautiful as she was the day you married her in the... Oh, I'm looking forward for that, baby. Yeah. You're still beautiful. But you were beautiful. Hallelujah. Whoa, that's enough to make a fellow shout, isn't it? All right, that's the connection. God is determined. When God makes up his mind to do anything, it has to be. I'm glad that he made up his mind. Satan spoiled this picture by sexual desire by the woman. So bring forth children. What do you think Jesus Christ has to be born virgin? Why was that a sexual act? Is that just something that just happened and whoa, that was good? No, because that was the first act done in Eden. It was, you know, adultery. We know that the beast, you know. Here we go. Satan decided, I found a way in here now, finally. You know, he saw when created Eve, and he said, now this is my opportunity here. She was deceived, but Adam could not be deceived. I don't know how he figured that one out, you know, that he could deceive her. Came out of the Son of God. So, we know that what happened in the garden, and then we know that that's why the whole creation fell. Because Adam has to disbelieve God in order to take her, because that's, anyway, that's God's play of book. Because God was going to do the same thing with the bride. I mean, this is not out of Canaan, you know. God is determined. When God makes up his mind to do anything, it has to be. Satan spoiled the picture by sexual desire by the woman to bring forth children. See, he spoiled it. God did not mean for us to be born from the flesh sexually. God was going to speak us. Like he did Adam. And foremost, like he did Adam. He created the whole creation, and the creation was perfect. That's why that ground was perfect. And God had a process, an idea, but it comes Satan to break. He says, the habitation is to pick up this. So go ahead and make it. That is all right. He spoiled it, but he says, so go ahead and make it. That is all right. This habitation is to pick up this, because the only thing that you do in this life is to pick up your form and your image. So that's what we are here for. So we can pick up our form and our image. We were made out of the image of God and formed out of the dust of the dirt. And the spirit was put over there. That's what we are after, right? What you are, that's what I... If you are red-headed now, you will be red-headed then. Okay, if you are black-headed now, you will be black there. Don't try to change your color and be better. You cannot, how can you be better than what he makes you? You cannot improve on perfection. So the guy you guys are made, that's what God decided. That is perfect. If you are black-headed now, you are black-headed then. See, what you was in your best, you know, 18, 20, 21, I remember those days, anyway. So you be there. That's what you will be. So don't think that if you short here, you'll be tall there. Don't think if you tall, you want to be short. No way. The way you are, that's the way you're going to be. So what you was in your best, and if you, Satan interrupted the picture, you didn't even get there. What God intended for you to be, you will be. He said, how glorious. And there's your man. And I'm done perfectly. So, That's why we sing that song, Justify, Justify. I never done it to begin with. In your spirit, he made you. You could not sin in the spirit. After being fallen man, corrupted, yes. That part sin, but that part is on Satan. It's not on you. Once you repent, when you make mistakes, that's go back to him. He will pay for that at the end. What God intended for you to be, you will be.
Yes.
Amen. I'm going to sleep good tonight, see? I ain't got no more worries. Amen. Shall we stand? So, I got one more installment on this, so I can bring the first part and the second part, and we're going to make part three, and then we're going to wrap it up, put it in a nice little box, put a nice bow on it, and hand it to you, and you can take it home. Okay? I want to bring the first part tied with this one. Oh, I got tired. Amen. I'm not going to suggest let's sing anything or something. I let that to the people that are called to do that.